You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We go to the hotline where Mr. Zach Meisel, who covers the Guardians for The Athletic, joins us right now. You're more than promo worthy, sir, so I can't wait.
Congratulations.
Wow, what an honor. Yep. I'm speechless.
Well, that's kind of, that would really be detrimental for getting a promo, so that's, but we'll work on it nonetheless. Guardians didn't make additions at the trade deadline. Minor subtractions. Is this good?
I did not think a question like that would be so complicated to answer. I don't know. I mean, like, the where do you want to start? Bieber, that shouldn't have been surprising. They got someone whose scouting report sounds exactly what Shane Bieber's scouting report once sounded like.
Yeah.
That's the kind of pitcher that they tend to have a lot of success with. This is kind of the year where that prospect is going from someone who was looked at as a fringe major leaguer to, might actually have something pretty valuable here. So, like, I have no issues with that trade. There was not much of a starting pitching market out there league-wide. So over the last 2 weeks, the Guardians started getting a lot of calls on Bieber. And once he proved healthy and sharp and throwing as hard as you'd want him to throw – on Tuesday afternoon in Akron, it was full go from there. So, yeah, I thought that was, you know, once they lost 10 in a row, your need for a returning Shane Bieber plummets, and that was an expected deal. I don't think anyone woke up today in a grumpy mood because the Guardians moved on from Paul Sewald. So then it just becomes the Stephen Kwan conundrum, and I think there are a lot of questions about the team's objectives, both the rest of this season and looking ahead, and they need to figure out what's more important to them. Is it more important to try to claw back into this thing and snag a wild card spot? Well, if that's the case, you didn't add anything. So, you know, how do you get better over the last 2 months? Or if this is really more looking toward 2026 and whatnot, okay, well, then we need to see CJ Cephas, and we need to see some young pitching, and we need to see more of the guys who will be part of the fabric of the roster next season. And it also lends itself to questions about what you're going to do next with Stephen Kwan, whether that's try to extend him, trade him this winter, or just keep the status quo. So that was a very simple question, Jeff. There is not a simple answer.
I would think if you're in the clubhouse, though, you kind of feel like, okay, the front office trusts us to continue on the path that we're going on. We're playing good baseball since that losing streak, and we kept a guy we know helps us every night, right? If you're in that clubhouse, you're not, you don't, like, the way they felt when Clase got suspended basically probably took a game from them. Let's be honest. The emotion of that day, we heard Steven Vogt after that game. So if they would have taken Kwan out of it, you have to wonder what the mental psyche of a clubhouse is going down the stretch, right? But by keeping Kwan, yeah. don't you think they're making a statement to everybody that's there, even guys that are struggling at the plate, hey, we believe in you, and we're going to try this, and let's see what happens for the rest of the season. I'm not making guarantees past this season, but at least we believe in you for the next 54 games.
Yeah, if anything, you can tell yourself that.
Okay.
which matters, right?
Like, it does matter. I think in the clubhouse it does matter. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember 2012, the Guardians, the Indians, were kind of in a similar spot. Remember in 2011 they got off to a hot start under Manny Acta, and then they kind of tapered off. But they traded for Ubaldo Jimenez that year, and it yeah. was like, all right, you might have something here. This might be the beginning. And in 2012, they just kind of treaded water. And then you got to the deadline, and there was no talk of selling, but there was a lot of talk of buying, and the buying they did was adding Brent Lillibridge. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Fielder.
Yeah.
And I remember walking into the clubhouse after the deadline, and a player kind of called me over and was like, that's what we did? That's how this front office believes in us that much, that's what we added? And then they went 5-24 in August, and the rest was history, and Manny Acta was history. I think this is different in that there were never really buyers, but I'm with you. They went through a lot this week. I think if they moved Kwan, even if they would have gotten a nice package of prospects, that was going to be another sucker punch to the clubhouse, and those guys were going to be, you know, really feeling it. I think you can look across the field tonight and look in the Minnesota dugout, and you're going to see that. Right?
Yeah.
Like there were quotes coming out of there saying, man, the more people that they trade, it makes you just hope that you're next. So you don't have to be a part of this. So, you know, that was never at risk of happening, but it's been a tough year. I mean, they didn't do anything over the offseason really to improve the lineup, and the lineup's been dreadful, and they've had 10 game losing streaks, and they've had guys not develop the way that they had hoped. And then they had the Luis Ortiz thing, and then the Emmanuel Clase thing. Like it's been a rough year, and they're at 500. They've got the soft schedule will continue here for most of August, and maybe they can hang around in this race and young players gain confidence just by being in that. But you still need to see development. You need an answer on Brian Rocchio and Gabriel Arias and Nolan Jones and Bo Naylor. And so you can think about 2025, and if you're a player, that's all you can do. But if you're the organization, you got to be thinking about the future too, the immediate future, because, you know, you've just treaded water for 4 months, and you don't want this entire year to be a waste.
Zach Meisel joining us from The Athletic. Can they find common ground with Stephen Kwan on an extension? And do you think Stephen is the type of guy who will end up with a contract that has three figures in it when you talk about millions? I find it hard to believe that he would be that kind of a player.
Another one that's tough to answer. So the common ground is going to be a lot closer to what Kwan would want at this point than what the Guardians would want, because he's not desperate. And that's been evident because they've talked contract negotiations in past springs and have not consummated a deal, right? So at this point, he's 2 years from free agency. He's making $4 million this season, so it's not like he needs immediate cash. And he's become a two-time All-Star, and he's headed for his fourth Gold Glove Award. And, you know, he's not the perfect player by any means, but he's a pretty well-rounded one when you think about defense and the fact that, you know, if he hits 15 home runs this season, which looks possible, he's not Miles Straw with power, right? Like he walks more than he strikes out. Like he's a pretty good player. And I think a pretty good player in this day and age gets you, you know, if you're signing a long-term deal, it does get you in that $100 million territory if it's over, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. So there are a lot of questions, though. There is a very, very possible chance that there's going to be a work stoppage in 2027. And I do not know what the financial landscape of the league will look like after that. 2027 is his last season before free agency. So part of me wonders if he also is resistant to an extension, because maybe there's a more level financial playing field in a couple of years, and TV deals can change how this thing looks, and maybe there are more teams that would be willing to offer him money, or maybe there will be a salary cap and long-term contracts will be stifled a little bit. I don't know. I do think if you're the Guardians, he's your second best player, and I don't think it's crazy to give him $100 million over like 6 years or 5 years. And if anything, that's also David Blitzer's problem more than it's Paul Dolan's problem. Mm-hmm. And also, they've proven if a contract gets a little too uncomfortable, I mean, they still were able to trade Andre Semenez. They were able to get rid of Miles Straw's contract. Like, it's, there are plenty of other teams who would give Stephen Kwan the type of money it would take. So if I'm the Guardians, I'm doing everything I can to sign him, just because I need proven hitters. Like, that's what the team doesn't have, and he's one of them.
I was going to ask you that, Zach. I mean, how much do you think that Blitzer Colic group, are they going to take over? Are they going to move over to 51% to take over the majority of this team? Like, I wonder what they're thinking, especially, I mean, if you're sitting in their shoes, like if you have a minority stake in this thing and you're looking at how much other teams have made money over the years, I'm sure that their percentage based on selling the team has gone up, and they haven't had to do a thing, right? And so if you're them, do you really want to go to 51%? I'm super curious to see the way this thing plays out. And do the Dolans have to operate like, I think they're going to take it, or they're going to take it? It's kind of a weird dynamic, isn't it?
It's very weird. I think the collective bargaining stuff plays a big role in this, because that has to happen first before you're going to get the decision from a new ownership group. Mm-hmm. But like, there's not a lot on the ledger here, right?
You know,
you have Jose Ramirez here, and any owner would be glad to have Jose Ramirez on the books for another few years. And aside from him, there's not much. So, you know, especially if Emmanuel Clase is no longer a part of this thing. You know, Tanner Bibee's not, his contract extension was for pennies. So, like, there's not, it's not like a new owner would come over and have all this dead weight on the books. And I think you could sign Kwan, and I don't think he'd qualify as that either. So, to me, it's not that high risk, or it shouldn't be. But it's a conversation they have to continue having. And at some point, you know, I was actually talking to another owner in recent weeks, and he made a great point where, like, you can't, the Guardians are very risk averse, and a lot of teams in their position are, right? Like, you know, you see Tampa or Milwaukee or the Athletics, like teams like that. Like, a lot of times they're risk averse, but I think they've gotten too risk averse. And this owner was telling me, like, you have to take some chances at some point. You're never going to win anything or build anything sustainable if you don't take some chances. And it's okay to miss on those once in a while, like, and you learn something out of it. But you can't just sit back and be so afraid to make bold moves that you just handcuff yourself.
Zach Meisel joining us from The Athletic. If you look at what is available in the system right now to come up and help this team offensively next year, Zach, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot right on the cusp. Maybe some several years down the road, with the guys they drafted this year, maybe a little different philosophy, bringing in some big sticks. What do they do next year to try and improve this offense?
Yeah, I mean, injuries in the farm system have just that's been maybe like the greatest disappointment.
I mean, you almost can't even consider Dulauder a top prospect anymore, can you? Until he shows he can be on the field for a couple of months.
You certainly don't want to just reserve a spot for him.
No.
And, you know, like Juan Brito, like, we probably would have seen him quite a bit by now, but he's had an injury-riddled season. You know, Bizana missing those 8 weeks set him back a little bit. It's just, it's tough, because there was a world where all those guys get their feet wet this year, and then, you know if they're ready for an everyday opportunity next season, and all of a sudden you're starting to feel pretty good about 2026, or at least know what spots you need to fill, and you don't have that. And like, the best case scenario now is maybe we get a quick glimpse of Brito and Dulauder in September, but I'm not even going to hold my breath for that. And so you go into next season with even more question marks. And so I think whether it's, you know, the one thing, and it goes back to that taking risks, is they've pretty much stopped trading prospects for proven talent. We have not seen them do that in a while, and I think they're going to have to. I think they have to have good enough evaluation of their own system to know who they believe in more than other teams do, who they don't think will pan out, but maybe another team really likes a certain guy in their system, and you're going to have holes to fill. So whether it's in the outfield, whether it's at catcher, whether it's middle infield, they're going to have to bring in some talent from the outside because, as you said, Jeff, like they don't have those guys who are ready who you can trust. Like, am I supposed to believe that Chase Dilauder can play 150 games next year?
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah, so they're going to have to go get some outside talent because they've got – I like where the starting pitching is, and I trust that they're going to have a competent enough bullpen. So they finally need to address the lineup.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Zach Meisel is joining us from The Athletic. Major League Baseball didn't send Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase home just while they checked some things out. Who knows where this goes? But I'm waiting for a big shoe to drop on this thing. And I don't like the way this feels, and I can't imagine that those guys – I have a hard time thinking they're going to be on this team next year, Zach, and maybe even in baseball. What does your gut tell you?
Yeah, I have a hard time envisioning them ever pitching in Major League Baseball again, honestly. I mean, I don't want to speculate on, like, what the investigation might end up proving or disproving, but there was a player banned from baseball a year ago, and it was much, much less than this. It was a guy who was injured, sitting on the couch. He bet on his team. He had no influence on that. You know, this is different. This is two pitchers who had the ball in their hand, and if you can't trust that, there's not a spot for you. So I don't know what will happen. I don't know exactly what they've found or what they think they will find. And I don't know, like, what happens if there are, you know, some bad characters in their lives who are maybe forcing this upon them. But I have a really hard time picturing any scenario where they're back pitching, because this is rule number one, right? This is even before sports betting was legalized and broadcast everywhere. It was like, I mean, this goes back to the Black Sox. It's like,
sure,
like,
does.
You're the,
yeah,
one dictating what is happening, and if that can't be trusted, then there's no gray area there.
Zach, I've got about 30 seconds. With Miller getting traded by the Athletics, with Duran going from Minnesota to Philly, I can only imagine the haul the Guardians could have picked up for Class A, and it could have been a franchise-changing situation, could it not?
Yeah, and they were fielding offers for weeks before the hammer came down there. So definitely had to pivot and rethink things. And that's not to say it was a guarantee that they were going to trade him, but it was something that they were contemplating. And even though they'll say that, you know, they had told teams that they weren't motivated to move him, which I think there's truth to that, it's a little different when there's an hour left before the deadline and you're staring at some really enticing offers. I don't think you can shut the door on that. So I don't know for sure that they would have traded him at this deadline. I think even if they held on to him, it would have been a very popular idea this winter. But now I think all that's out the window.
Zach Meisel does a great job of covering the Guardians, his trade deadline stuff, outstanding at The Athletic. Go read it and follow him the rest of the season as the Guardians try and pull out a playoff spot here. Zach, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate
Zach joining us on the Fan Hotline and fielding offers on Class A, and then all of a sudden, whoop, not fielding offers on Class A anymore. That's some strong words from Zach. Hard time thinking that they may ever play again in Major League Baseball. We'll see how all that turns out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.